Being a military veteran is one of those factors that make it more likely a person will become homeless. Others are having a baby as a teenager or dropping out of high school. In Jacksonville, it's estimated 1 in 10 homeless people are vets. That's fewer than 5 years ago, thanks to local groups using federal grants to get veterans under roofs. Now, one of those groups is embarking on an ambitious goal of sheltering more than one homeless veteran every day this year. It's just before lunch in downtown Jacksonville's Hemming Park. A group of mothers is doing yoga with their infants. People are ordering from the coffee trailer next to brightly decorated yarn-wrapped trees. And Lou Doherty is scanning the square for faces he recognizes.
This is usually a good place to find guys and come down and talk to them.
Doherty works for Emergency Services and Homeless Coalition of Northeast Florida.
What's going on, brother? Are you not hanging out at the beach today?
Nah, Mr. Buzzer.
Near the Contemporary Art Museum, Doherty sees someone new.
I was just going to say hi to one guy here.
The man says his name is Daniel. He lifts his T-shirt to reveal several scars. Shrapnel, he says.
Where were you, man, when that happened?
I was in a place called Taji, Iraq.
Okay.
And then 2004, I took three rounds right here in Fallujah, the House of Hell.
Yep.
3rd Battalion, 1st Marines.
Was that during the surge when they went in there?
During the fall of Fallujah.
Okay.
These days, Daniel says, his military training still comes in handy whenever he meets the enemy. He nods as Doherty hands him a can of bug spray.
And another thing people don't realize, like being a Marine, is like when you're out here on these streets, you have people trying to rob you. And this bug spray, you can take and use it as a weapon. I had to before because I have a bullet in my leg right here. And whenever you go out there, two or three people, gives you time to get away.
Daniel says a spray to the eyes has helped him escape several would-be attackers. Back in Iraq, though, three of his friends were not so lucky. He says they were walking together when a bomb went off and killed them.
And I'm dealing with a lot of it. I wake up screaming, hot and cold flashes.
Daniel says he gets some work, and he's saving up for his own place. Doherty gives him a business card just in case.
Don't just discard that, okay? If you want it,
I'm
going to give you this.
All right.
If things change and you decide you want some help, it's a piece of cake, man. It's a piece of cake, all right?
As he walks away, Doherty scrawls down Daniel's name in a notepad. He says it will be added to the Homeless Coalition's master list.
I believe right now there are 133 names on that list.
That's Homeless Coalition CEO Dawn Gilman. She says with two federal Veterans Administration grants, the coalition's working toward what it calls functional zero homelessness. That would mean so few veterans are homeless that anyone who loses his home suddenly can get a new one within a month. But Gilman says there's no cookie-cutter solution that helps all homeless vets. It's a more diverse group than most people realize, she says.
We are seeing a higher number of families, sometimes female veterans with young kids, in Duval County. And that does not fit the stereotype, even when you say homeless veteran, of who someone might think of.
Gilman says anyone who suspects a homeless veteran might need help is urged to call the Homeless Coalition. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.